much for being with us. Happy Monday to everybody out there. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope everybody had a fantastic Lord's Day. And as always, welcome to the Millstone Report. My name is Paul Harrell. We can't do the program without you watching every single day. So Thanksgiving is upon us. It's a holiday we celebrate because of brave Christian pilgrims and their religious convictions. Also, several presidential declarations over the years, over our history, which encouraged Americans to prostrate themselves before God and acknowledge Him in thankfulness. Times of national thanksgivings, it's a part of our American Christian culture, if you will. So this year, America, I don't know about you, but I mean, I think this is true. This year, America is collectively breathing a sigh of relief. Trump won and the genital mutilating communists lost. Or did they? Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitch McConnell, others like those people. They're working overtime to ensure nothing changes in D.C. They're working for their intel oligarch overlords who want D.C. to continue being run by perpetually blackmailed warmongers. More on that in just a moment. But millions of Americans are going to gather this year. And they're going to celebrate. And it's important to remember during this time that not all Americans have had a terrific year. That's an understatement for the people of North Carolina and East Tennessee. The impacts from the hurricane are still being felt, and for many, Thanksgiving or celebrating a Trump win with your family, breathing that sigh of relief, for many Americans, that's the last thing on their mind, especially those in East Tennessee, North Carolina, as I mentioned. So over the weekend, the National File X account had a post go viral that highlighted the ongoing tragedy being made worse by big government and heartless regulations. These regulations kicking people out of their homes could result in the people of North Carolina freezing to death due to Appalachian winter weather. So for more on that, let's go to the screen and let's discover the tweet for ourselves, shall we? So it went viral over the weekend. Let's see, currently at 2.7 million views. So I didn't know this, but in the wake of the aftermath, in the wake of the hurricane, the devastation, you know, a 1,000-year flood, entire towns wiped off the mountain. The Amish decided to come to Western North Carolina, and when the Amish got there, they built 100-plus tiny homes to shelter Hurricane Helene victims from the cold mountain weather. And now local and state authorities are kicking the victims out of their houses because the Amish buildings don't meet the state building codes. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, the phrase big government, you don't really hear that very often. We need to get back to that. We need to get back to pointing out. I mean, it used to be a buzzword, right? Matter of fact, Andrew Breitbart's, before it was Breitbart.com, I think it was just biggovernment.com, and then it moved to Breitbart back in the day. Anyway, here is the legal notice. This is a notice to local volunteers for temporary housing. It's from Mitchell County, the Mitchell County government. If you are a local volunteer working to bring in temporary housing to support our community, we want to first say thank you for your efforts and commitment. Please remember that any temporary housing installations must comply with North Carolina's building and health codes to ensure safety and well-being for all. You know, it's really funny. If these people freeze to death, like they could have not frozen to death if they would have had a shelter. But the shelter is unsafe. So you know, just go out there and be somebody. You know, go out there in the winter weather and, you know, try to survive for yourself. It's insane, right? And it's a microcosm of how we have a government, we have an apparatus. We're going to talk about here in a minute how, you know, the D.C. Deep State Senate actually hates the American people, but the entire apparatus is such that it's not just resistant to reform. Can it even be reformed? But, you know, these things that are supposed to be for our good but actually go to hurt the American people and our lives actually get worse, where D.C. continues to enrich themselves with all of our money, same thing happens with these state governments as well. Essentially just imitating, is that what the new federalism is, just imitating the tyranny of D.C. at the state level? Please remember that temporary housing installations, they must comply with North Carolina's building and health codes. Before moving forward, please consult with local officials and relevant departments to verify that all installations are up to code. I mean, this is just so, you can just hear the femininity behind this, by the way. We've got people who are, you know, they've lost their lives, they've lost their homes, and we've got basically the code enforcement. And code enforcement showing up, you know, making sure you're using the right, you know, the right screw when you build a deck or something. I don't know. Before moving forward, please consult with local officials. Please see below for a statement from Division Chief of Codes and Interpretations David Rittlinger. Quote, temporary shelters and dwellings that fail to meet the minimum requirements of the 2018 North Carolina State Building Code and inherently are inherently unsafe for occupancy, he says. Temporary shelters and dwellings that fail to meet minimum code requirements are particularly vulnerable, especially if they lack proper structural anchoring, which can lead to instability, especially in adverse weather conditions. Additionally, the building may not comply with life, safety, and weather protection standards, such as proper fire protection, safety measures, sanitation, insulation, and waterproofing, which are crucial for safety and comfort. Never mind the fact these people are facing an Appalachian mountainous winter. Moreover, unstable soil conditions, particularly in areas where flooding has occurred, need to be evaluated. Topsoil is likely saturated with water, which may contribute to a significant... No, here's the deal. That's true. I'm sure that is true. But the fact that the people on the ground, assuming that the people on the ground don't know this, they just saw all of their homes washed away. The fact that you don't trust them to take the proper precautions, you don't trust the Amish to build on a place that's going to be structurally sound. Again, I mean, these people just think that there are nannies. And it's not just, I mean, to our death, right? Not just to our detriment, but to the deaths of people. Given these considerations, any temporary shelters and dwellings not meeting the minimum requirements of the 2018 North Carolina State Building Code should not be occupied, even if temporarily. Ensuring compliance with established codes is essential to protect occupants from potential winter weather, potential hazards, and to maintain the structural integrity of the building. I understand that temporary housing is crucial in the recovery from Hurricane Helene. However, safety cannot be compromised. Like permanent buildings and structures, proposed temporary shelters and dwellings and their locations shall be reviewed by local code enforcement jurisdiction so that safe and functional temporary shelters and dwellings can be provided. Understand that temporary housing... So does it go on? Proposed temporary shelters, dwellings, locations shall be reviewed by the code. Okay. Yeah, here it is, building and health code. Please remember that any temporary installations must comply with North Carolina's building and safety codes. So again, this viral tweet, breaking, the Amish came to Western NC, built 100-plus tiny homes to shelter, and local and state authorities kicked the victims out of their houses saying they didn't pass code. That's what National File reported over the weekend. Somebody says the government needs to get out of our lives. That's an understatement. Yeah, and this is the same government, whether North Carolina or the feds, it is just government in general, that we have now reports saying, hey, look, if you had a Trump sign in the yard, FEMA was less likely to help you out and give you aid. These are the same people. And again, so as we get ready to celebrate, you know, Thanksgiving this year, which I'm excited and I'm, you know, I love Thanksgiving, and we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. We're working. I'm working today and working tomorrow. When I say we, I mean me, just me, one person. I'm working today. I'm working tomorrow, and then I'm off the rest of the week. But yeah, so we're gonna celebrate Thanksgiving. Everyone is breathing a collective sigh of relief. But I want to highlight that there's people in North Carolina that are hurting still, and we need to be praying for them. We need to be helping for them. I know a guy who actually lives, a buddy of mine. You know, who lives here in Arkansas, he left. I mean, and he's working with an outfit in North Carolina. He's a former military guy, and he's working still over there trying to help people. And then somebody, there's a lot of, so on this thread, what's interesting about this thread is there seems to be some citizen journalism going on. Because Ryan Dawson writes, the idiot that kicked people out of houses the Amish built for hurricane victims. So they're saying that this, they're even posting her MitchellCounty.gov address. And let's see, here are the members of North Carolina Building Code Council appointed by Democrat Governor Roy Cooper. Feel free to let them know your thoughts on letting people freeze. This is from a guy named Buried Headlines. Let's see. Do we have anything else? Somebody says manslaughter charges for the baby that died and anyone who dies from this decision to remove warm shelters. So, yeah, I mean, this is unbelievable that this is going on. And who's gonna speak up for the people of North Carolina? Who's actually going to stand up for them? And at what point do they just say no? At what point, I mean, you know, at what point does the county sheriff tell the building code people to leave? Right? You're putting the people, no, we're saving the people. No, you're actually hurting the people. You're actually damning the people to harsh winter weather conditions. Fox News has even picked up on the story. Their headline, though, is that FEMA regulation blocks some emergency trailers. This made the front page of the Liberty Daily this morning, and this is what they had
to say. So here's what we got. The floodplain has, you know, this is a 1,000-year flood. So the topographical map shows, Ezra maps show the floodplain lines. Well, there is rules in place. I spoke with the state fire marshal an hour ago to get some clarity. There's rules in place that say that you can't put these trailers on floodplain property. Well, everything up there is now considered floodplain. And what a lot of people don't understand is the rivers that were 100 foot wide, now they're 600 foot wide in some places. So people not only lost their homes, but they lost the land that their homes were on. It's down to bedrock. So it expands out the area to which you can't put these trailers. So that's why, you know, the route that we have chosen to go, these small temporary trailers, they can be moved around. It's not the best and it's not permanent. But yeah, I mean, if somebody could, you know, somebody in the government could say, hey, we're going to lift these temporary restrictions right now and let this be, man, it could get a lot of people out of the cold right now.
All right, so that's Matt McSwain. He's from Operation Hilo. He's the founder and director. You know, it's interesting. These building codes were not created. These building codes, it's almost like, you know, a distinction between peacetime and wartime, right? Between triage and, a normal environment. And, you know, it's like these building codes weren't created for a time such as this. And so you're trying to apply these building codes on a situation where no, where we're well beyond the building codes. A lot of people think that the building codes, just building codes in general at this point. Like, I guess I'm not against all regulation, but a friend of mine said that the building codes should actually, to get government is as limited as possible, that you should just have government ratings. Right? Like, this building is rated an A, and this is a B or a C or a D, and you can have them all, but just so you know, like, this one, you're not insurable. If something happens, it's on you. You know what I mean? Like, you actually put the onus on the people that are, if they're going to be careless, if they're not going to look out for their neighbor and that sort of thing. Anyway. So we're going to keep following that. And then here's this other story. Additionally, National File also putting that new North Carolina Department of Social Services admits to trafficking children from Cherokee County, North Carolina, to faraway Greensboro, Charlotte. This must stop. So this is somebody by the name of Margot says, here's the deal regarding taking kids from parents in Western North Carolina. This came straight from DSS in an open meeting in Cherokee County, North Carolina. If they take kids in Western North Carolina, there are few foster families in Western North Carolina available, obviously, after the hurricane. Kids are being taken to Charlotte or Greensboro or somewhere very far out of the Western North Carolina area. So imagine losing everything, your car, your home, your job, and then your children, and then being told to get your kids back, you have to make an effort to see them 4 to 5 hours away once a week, but you have no car or money. DSS is child trafficking, period. Imagine how outraged. And then imagine the idea of maybe trying to get your kids back. We've got this house. Oh, no, but the Amish built that house, and the Amish didn't build it up to code. I would bet money that Amish, whatever the Amish built, is one of the sturdiest structures in America at this moment. I would venture a guess that the quality of those temporary houses that the Amish built are some of the most sturdy and dependable structures in the entire land at this very moment. I just wanted to start. I mean, we're gonna celebrate. We're gonna be thankful. Because God is good all the time in the midst of this kind of chaos, as well as in the midst of, the grace that He, blesses, bestows on us every day. The mercies of the Lord are new every day. The fact that Trump won, Kamala lost, these are all things to celebrate. But I just want everybody to have the perspective that in the midst of this, we have Americans who are still suffering. And the government is actually still hurting their own people by claiming to take care of them. From the very beginning, FEMA is there to help, but they're actually hurting. They're grounding. Then you've got local law enforcement grounding helicopters, grounding the people, grounding volunteers that actually want to help. It's incredible to me. I can't believe it, right? Like, you want people to come in and help, and the government says, well, we want to regulate who can help and who can't. That's been the theme of this emergency response. And it's pathetic. And again, a microcosm that, practically speaking, we can talk about intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. You can talk about all that. But practically speaking, the government operates in a manner in which they hate the American people. That's what it seems like to me. Folks, we're going to be back in 60 seconds.
I'm excited to announce our Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Our famous My Slippers, they haven't been on sale for over a year. Regularly $119.98, now only $59.98. Our six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. Bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save on all MyPillow products. For example, flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. Or our six-piece towel sets, just $29.98. But that's not all. I'm extending our 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st of 2025. Plus, all orders over $75 or more ship absolutely free.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to use that PH if you want to shop MyPillow. Great holiday deals. Be sure to use that promo code you saw on the screen, PH, which stands for my name. All right, so the deep state Senate is trying to sabotage Trump. That's right. The Senate is trying to sabotage Donald Trump. We know this. Obviously, we didn't get to cover the news in as much depth on Friday as we wanted to. The news of Matt Gaetz bows out. But here's the thing with this. I want people to understand. This is where the work really begins. But this is where... And I don't know how it ends. I don't know how it concludes, but you're going to see. We are once again going to see the fact that Washington D.C. It's not that they're just resistant to change, and we're seeing this now with the possible. We're going to talk World War III here in a minute. Well, we'll just start a nuclear war. I mean, what? Trump survived assassination. Trump won the election. Oh, we'll just start a nuclear war. Digging in of the heels of people like McConnell, John Thune, now Lisa Murkowski, now Susan Collins being put on these important committees that are there to essentially just give a giant middle finger to the American people. That's what this is about. They want D.C. to remain a town that's run off of blackmail, that's controlled by the intel oligarchs, and, we were going to get recess appointments. By the way, we're going to have to start asking these questions. Right? Again, we're very thankful that the genital mutilating communists lost. I'm very thankful we got a news story here that Trump's plan, they're freaking out. I love it. Trump's going to ban transgenders from the military. Okay, that's a no-brainer. At the same time, we have got to hold these people accountable and be vocal when we're displeased with some of these cabinet picks You know, we got this a Surgeon General who was the most pro-mask, pro-COVID, basically a totalitarian freak when it came, bought into all of that nonsense, that giant psyop that COVID was. Then we got other picks like Robert Kennedy Jr. or Tulsi Gabbard, and these people are going to do everything they're get. Even Pete Hegseth. I was talking to a friend the other day who's in the know. He doesn't think Pete Hegseth will get confirmed. And I would say, well, why? Well, I don't think if Pete Hegseth doesn't get confirmed, it will be for one reason and one reason only, because he's a Christian. Because he's an outspoken Christian, in my opinion. But let's just take the Russian assets. So now that Matt Gaetz has resigned, the media smells blood in the water. The media smells that they've got him on the run. And when we say the media, now we're talking about the Intel oligarchy, the Uniparty, right? They do not want D.C. to change, and they certainly don't want a lot of and it comes down to foreign policy. It really, when it all is said and done, it comes down to foreign policy. This is the thing that unites Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, oh, they hate each other. Oh, but they'll sing Kumbaya, they'll lock arm in arms when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to wars, when it comes to young Americans and their blood being spilled overseas. Here is a Senator Mark Wayne Mullen pushing back on this idea that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. Take a listen to this, Dana Bash.
You got to keep in mind, Tulsi Gabbard is still Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army. She commands the reserve unit here in Oklahoma and Missouri. If she was compromised, if she wasn't able to pass a background check, if she wasn't able to do her job, she still wouldn't be in the Army. And so Tammy is absolutely dead wrong on this, and she should retract those words. That's the most dangerous thing she could say, is that a United States Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army is compromised and is an asset of Russia. It's actually sad to hear her say that. When I heard her say that, I thought, I wonder if this is political, because she's upset that Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party because they went woke, because I know they actually got along when they were in the House, and she knows Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, so, I mean, Senator Tammy Duckworth essentially saying she's compromised. So this is, I mean, they're saying that this is an allegation to say that Tulsi Gabbard, fundamentally what they're saying is that Tulsi Gabbard is a traitor to America. Now, keep in mind, they framed Donald Trump for treason in 2015, 2016. That was the whole Russia collusion Mueller hoax, right? So this is their goal. This is their playbook, right? And they are projecting, because it is they themselves who are actually traitors. I mean, if we want to play the traitor game, I mean, we right back at you. Right? You say Tulsi Gabbard's a traitor? No, you're the treasonous one. You're the one that's actually a traitor. And there's far more evidence out there. I mean, that's why we've got people in the Justice Department or FBI that reports are that they're lawyering up. Some of them may leave the country. We've got celebrities leaving the country now. Ellen DeGeneres leaving the country. Many people think that's because of the Diddy situation. Will Pam Bondi release the Epstein client list? Like, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of a Pam Bondi appointment, but I feel like all of us should be saying, you better release the list. John Ratcliffe, head of the CIA. I've got some questions about Ratcliffe. Will he release the JFK papers? These are the things that actually matter. Like, in my opinion, these are promises that we've been given, assurances that we've been given, and they better happen. And if you've got to use a recess appointment to do that, then you need to do that. Who cares about the institutional authority of the Senate? We're done with all of that. I'm done with all of that, and I think the American people are done with all of that. Okay, Mitch McConnell is the new Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell might as well call, you know, say that he's doing the Alzheimer's shuffle. Although Mitch McConnell freezes up and locks up and can't even move. What's up with that? And then this guy is now going to be the head of one of the most powerful committees, thwarting the will of the people. It's just insane. So they're going to continue. They're going to do their best to reject every single one of Trump's appointments that are actually agents of change. Tulsi Gabbard will be chief on the list. One of the reasons they can't stand Tulsi Gabbard is because, according to Clandestine, this guy was instrumental in pointing out that when Russia invaded Ukraine, that there were U.S. Department of Defense-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine that were there because we're not supposed to have them here. We're not supposed to do that kind of research here. Although Ralph Barrick and the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill would like a word. The corporate media seem to be locked in on one narrative that Tulsi is a Russian asset, but none of them ever mentioned why. It's because of what she said about the U.S.-funded bioweapons lab. So back on March 25th, earlier this year, Tulsi Gabbard went on a Tucker Carlson show.
If you happen to challenge them, whether it be on COVID or it be on things like, and this was, I think this was the thing that caused Mitt Romney to call me a treasonous liar was saying.
Let's stop
hey,
right there. So this is not something new. I mean, we all know Hillary Clinton attacked her as a Russian asset originally. She started the narrative. And then people like Mitt Romney, who didn't his campaign manager or wasn't there some, we need to look this up. There was somebody in the Romney orbit that was also involved in or associated with Ukraine and the enrichment going on there. And I don't know if it was Burisma and was connected to Hunter or not. I can't remember, but you know what? We're going to find out. My point is Hillary starts the narrative that she's basically a Russian asset. Mitt Romney says, oh, Tulsi Gabbard, Russian asset, traitor. And now they're continuing to run with this in an effort to try to torpedo her anti-neocon foreign policy.
There are U.S.-funded, DOD-funded biolabs in Ukraine that should be secured because there's a war going on over there, and the last thing we or the world needs is anything going on in those biolabs being unleashed in a way that could pose a threat to people. That was seen as...
But I should just say you weren't guessing.
No.
You got that. It was confirmed in any case in a public exchange in the Senate between Marco Rubio of Florida, the sitting yes. Republican senator.
And Victoria Nuland.
And Victoria Nuland, the Undersecretary of State, who volunteered it on camera.
Yes.
So,
and it was on the DOD website talking about their long history
right.
of funding these biolabs, not only in Ukraine, but in many other countries.
Of course, because they,
around
it's
the world.
Outside U.S. law. Right, so they can, and it's.
So, I mean, it really is these entrenched politicians that are now saying, was it Murkowski over the weekend, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who benefits from the corrupt voting process of ranked choice voting in her own state? She says she doesn't want to vote for any of Trump's appointees, any of them, until they've been vetted by the FBI. So, I mean, you know. You could say, well, why? Why is she? Why does she still trust the FBI? Well, it's not. It's because she knows what the FBI is there for. She knows it has the agenda it has, and she believes in it. Right? She believes in it. Now, the FBI is corrupt to the core. Absolutely corrupt to the core. And if Donald Trump has any sense at all, he'll nominate Kash Patel, and he'll strip the agency down, or who knows, maybe even abolish it. Maybe Kash Patel gets to be the head of a reconstituted federal law enforcement agency that's not named the FBI. That would be something. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But you know, at some point, here's the deal, and. Because I don't know what all is going to happen. I'm disappointed that we're not going to do the recess appointments and we're not going to get Mike Johnson, you know, the Article 2, Section 3, all of that stuff that we had previously talked about. But here's the bottom line, right? You know, if you're president of the United States, you're Donald Trump, you got shot at, right? And you got it. He doesn't believe the story. There's no way. I don't care what he says. There's no way, right? The Secret Service, the sloped roof. Right. Some people wanted to try to blame the attack on Iran. No, Iran didn't cause the Secret Service to let this man walk around with a rifle for however long he did. Right. Okay. So these people tried to frame you for treason. They tried to kill you twice that we know of. And it's just oh, okay, you know, like we'll appoint some, you know, some you know, deep state intel life intel oligarch to the head of the FBI, the same people that have been running all of this subterfuge against you this entire time, and the lawfare, and it's just crazy to think that he would just roll over like this. Not that he will roll over, right? I mean, the Matt Gaetz thing is strange. We highlighted on Friday, well, you know, the simplest explanation when Matt Gaetz said he doesn't want to be a distraction, and then we went over that that tweet from the Village Crazy Lady, Mel. And it's a pretty complicated situation, but it also highlights just the vast level of corruption that we're in right now. And is there any way out of it? Is there any way out of it? Right? The American people voted against people like Mitch McConnell, against people like Lisa Murkowski. We voted against all of this corruption, and they're still standing in the way. Donald Trump made New Jersey a swing state. They don't care because it's not. Remember when it was about, oh, we've got a big tent party. We got to be a big tent party. No, it's not really about that. It's about maintaining their own power and just the entire system. I meme, therefore I am, according to former Polish. So speaking of Ukraine, former Polish deputy minister, Ukrainian authorities have allegedly siphoned off up to half of the U.S. aid money sent to their country and redirected a portion of it back to the Democrat Party through laundering schemes. This is the play. Ukraine is not just a Democrat money laundering depot. Ukraine is a uniparty money laundering depot. And again, I can't remember off the top of my head the connection to Mitt Romney, but I'm telling you right now, it's not only the Democrat Party that gets these tithes, that gets these kickbacks, okay? So I found that article. Then I found, let's see. I don't know. I don't recognize this. I thought that was Al Jazeera, but it's not. But I will say, Elon Musk asked community notes if this is real. Did they ever respond? Yeah, they got that same article there. Anyway, regardless of the fact, this is the way foreign aid just works, whether there's a war or not. But the Ukraine war has actually put the foreign aid money laundering depot. It's just, you know, you take it into overdrive, essentially, when you do that. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about these bad picks, okay? And then we're going to get back to them, the opposition, the deep state Senate to sabotage Trump. Steve Kirsch. Responding to Aaron Elizabeth on this Surgeon General Janet Neshawat. I don't know. Janet Neshawat praised Facebook for censoring anti-vaccine information. So this is a terrible pick by Donald Trump. I don't know why. Steve Kirsch, who's, you know, very much alive, alert, awake when it comes to what happened over COVID. He claims that he has heard she has since changed her views in 2022 and she's now anti-vax. Okay. Well, she'll probably have a chance to prove how anti-vax she is if she gets in. The proof will be in the pudding. But I do want to say this, because you're going to hear this from a lot of people, and you know it's half true, and it's also meant to make us not apply pressure. 100 days. Got to give them 100 days. First 100 days. Be patient. 100 days. And look, we do need to be patient. We do need to, you know, there is some level of truth to that. You have to find a way to actually get the people around you that you want, whether it's through the corrupt Senate process or whether it's the recess appointments or whatever the case may be. But the 100 days mantra of just wait could also be used as a means to allow them to just make terrible mistakes. So what I'm just saying is, if you see something, say something. Don't be afraid. The you know, Trump still has people in his orbit that hate him. Let's be real. Trump still has people in his orbit that hate him, and those people are going to reveal themselves and that sort of thing. You know, it's like that scene of The Godfather. Right before Marlon Brando dies, he tells Michael, whoever comes to you with the meeting, whoever comes to you and says, hey, we need to have a meeting, that's the traitor. There's got to be stuff going on like that all the time. Anyway, here is Trump's attorney, Trump's Surgeon General pick.
First of all, vaccines save lives, and I am so excited, and I thank and I commend Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg for taking action, because this affects everyone. This affects our children. It affects adults. I mean, just look at the recent measles outbreak, the biggest outbreak that we've had in decades with measles, and that's no joke. Measles can cause brain inflammation and pneumonia and ear infections and hearing loss and death, so it's about time that they are taking action, and I hope and pray that other social media platforms will follow suit and do the same thing.
So that's just one of many. There are so many clips of this lady promoting what we now know to be completely anti-science, completely fake, completely part of a psyop. It's, you know, it's possible she's bought in. She clearly at bare minimum bought into the psyop, whether she was the one like Fauci and Birx and these others actively deceiving, or whether the medical-industrial complex top-down where the communistic switch was flipped on. Because I know there's plenty of doctors. Trust me, there's plenty of doctors in my own local community that bought it all hook, line, and sinker and now believe. I told people to get a shot that killed people. Or I told people that got a shot that gave somebody a stroke or gave somebody a blood clot. There are people that know that now, and they'll never trust the medical-industrial complex again, by the way. She could be one of these people, but I don't know. It's because it's so odd. You've got somebody like a doctor Joseph Latipo. Liz Wheeler, Dr. Janet Neshwit bashes Dr. Joseph Latipo because Latipo followed scientific evidence that masks don't work. Neshwit should withdraw. She's not a leader. She's a sheep. She mindlessly parroted the experts' COVID tyranny, actual leadership from Latipo. Right? So Latipo, you know, the Florida Surgeon General said, look, masks aren't working. And then she responded back in 2021, masks have saved thousands of lives and prevented thousands of infections. This stuff is maddening to a Trump base. This is maddening to a Trump base because it was all part of the PSYOP to do the mail-in voting and to do all of this stuff that resulted in 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You have to ask yourself the question as well, how does this jive with a Robert Kennedy as the head of Health and Human Services? Robert Kennedy Jr. probably has more of an uphill battle, in my opinion, than Tulsi Gabbard to get through the Senate. Now, if I was Robert Kennedy Jr., I would be tempted to go in there and be like, hey, listen, you killed my uncle. And you killed my father. I think you owe me something. You have killed my family to keep the Kennedys out of government, except Ted Kennedy, that doesn't count. And you don't want any, you know, actual change agent. Seed oils have poisoned this country. The food companies are complicit in it. We're also going to take a look at vaccine safety. You're not going to be able to put these vaccines on the market unless you can have and demonstrate actual safety studies, which you don't have. And they're going to do everything. There's already reports of food lobbyists going nuts. Food lobbyists are lobbying the Senate right now, trying to thwart and derail Robert Kennedy's nomination because they love seed oils. They love engine degreasers in virtually every product that's on your store shelves. And they don't want it to go away. So Crunchy Moms activate. All Crunchy Moms activate. I had to ask my wife, what is a Crunchy Mom? And my wife said, well, me. I qualify as that. I had to have that defined for me. I saw Torba tweet it the other, and I for whatever reason, I didn't know there was a name for it. Mark Mitchell, speaking of Kennedy, Wonder what Team Trump found buried in the agreements. This is interesting. So this is a report that advisors to Robert Kennedy Jr. reached out to the Health and Human Services Department multiple times after Donald Trump tapped him to lead the massive agency, hoping to jumpstart coordination between before his takeover in late January. And those requests were rebuffed. Kennedy's inability to communicate with the agency, he may soon manage, confirmed by an administration official with knowledge of the episodes granted anonymity to describe internal deliberations, is just one consequence of the president-elect's continued foot-dragging on signing the standard trio of ethics and transparency agreements with the federal government, something his team pledged to do shortly after the election. Do you hear that? So there's some documents that Trump needs to sign that he hasn't signed yet. Ethics and transparency. The Trump transition's unprecedented delay in signing the agreements has so far prevented the incoming administration from having any formal contact with federal agencies, including sending in groups of policy advisors known as landing teams. It also means they can't access cybersecurity support or secure email servers for transition-related work or request FBI background checks on their nominees. Both the Trump transit, well, why would you want to do that? Who cares? The FBI is totally corrupt. You know they're going to lie. Also, if you sign these documents, who knows what the fine print says? You might be, allowing the government to legally spy on you now. Both the Trump transition and the White House confirmed to Politico that negotiations on the agreements are still underway, but until the standoff is resolved, Trump's cabinet nominees will gain no more insight than the general public into the workings of the departments they're supposed to run. Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen saying, wonder what the Trump team found buried in the agreements. Trump team is barred among legal standoff. So there's something. Well, I will say this, that is, in a weird way, I'm kind of like that. Anything that goes against the status quo and the way things are always done, I don't know the meaning behind it. But my intuition says that's Trump being careful. I don't know, though. Patrick Byrne, do you support Kash Patel to be nominated as the FBI director? Dad is reading the comments. This is a Barron Trump commentary. Is this actual? This is just... do you support Kash Patel? Dad is reading the comments. That's really funny. All right, so what else do we have here? All right, before we go any further, I've got to take time out, and I've got to tell you about Carlos Cortez. Carlos Cortez Jr. Okay, so you got investments you want to make, but you don't want to invest in companies that hate you, or BlackRock, or State Street, or Vanguard. You have to give Carlos a call. America First Investment Strategies. He knows these vehicles. There's investment vehicles out there that are not going to fund companies that hate you. CortezWM.com. CortezWM.com. Mention my name, Paul, when you talk to him or whoever you talk to there, and or you email him. Mention my name, Paul, so he knows where you heard it. You heard it on Millstone Report. 813-448-3446. That's 813-448-3446. Or visit CortezWM.com and find out what is an America First retirement plan. Find out today. Also, we have Pet Club 24/7. This is a mushroom. So I got some of this mushroom the other day, and I actually fed it to my family member's dog, who's, I guess she's older, I think. It's a poodle, standard poodle. She's got to be 10, 11 years old. And already seen some difference. This is the mush puppies is what I got. I got the mush puppies. If you've got an animal, a pet, if you've got a cat, if you've got a dog, you got a horse, there's stuff on this website for you. There's even stuff on for people to support your immune system. Support the Millstone Report by supporting Pet Club 24/7 and also supporting the life of your pet. So if you've got a pet that's right on the edge, you want to spend a few more years with them, you have to give this a try. Go watch the testimonials. PaulHarrell.PetClub247.com is the link, and the discount will be built in. PaulHarrell.PetClub247.com. Discount is built in that link. Make pets and people healthy again. I recommend the mush puppies. I'm going to try some more stuff as well, let you guys know. But, yeah, the dog, you know, it's a mushroom, but it's in a dog treat, so they eat it more easily there. All right. Also, we want you to know that there's never been a better time to get more testosterone. I mean, you know, a Trump second term, like we want the gynocracy to diminish and we want the patriarchy to ascend. Okay, that's what I want anyway. Can you do that with low testosterone? I mean, we're in the middle of a testosterone epidemic. We have less testosterone than our grandparents did. Go to NeutronicsLabs.com/Paul. Use code Paul and save 10%. That's NeutronicsLabs.com/Paul. And use my name, Paul, save 10%. I just ran out. So I've been taking the Man's Edge, which has IGF-1 in it, but it's the testosterone booster. I've been taking IGF-1, and I've been taking the IGF-1 Plus with glutathione in it. Okay, so I've been taking that cocktail, those three. You can get all that stuff there. I highly recommend it. I feel great. It's just, you know, I'm 40 years old now, and I'm trying to fight Father Time. But this is Man's Edge. Give it a try. Natural testosterone booster. It's got NO2, IGF-1, which is the deer antler, derived from deer antler velvet. Really good stuff. They're like one of the fastest regenerative substances on the planet. Do all that. Support all these great sponsors, all these great partners that we have to keep us going here at the Millstone Report. We really do appreciate it. Okay. We got some more stuff to get to before the end of the program. A lot of news. A lot of things going on, but I will say, even though, I mean, like, I know the deep state's going to sabotage Trump or they're going to try to, I know that, but still, it is a collective sigh of relief, right? I mean, I thought there was no way Donald Trump was going to overturn the cheating. I mean, I didn't completely discount the too big to rig, but it was just, you know, it was rough. But then we talked to Dr. Andrew Paquette. And Dr. Andrew Paquette said, me and Jerome Corsi, we're working on this algorithm that we found. It's buried in voter rolls, voter registration systems all across the country, except the state of Oklahoma. And we turned all that data over to the folks at Mar-a-Lago. All right, next up we have this. Let's check this out. Okay, so why is the deep state Senate going to sabotage Trump? Well, there may be several reasons, but the main one would be this. Tucker Carlson recently went on, is this an old one? Well, I know he went on redacted because I just saw that up the last night. Anyway, but here's Tucker Carlson on with, I think this is the recent one. I'm just thrown off here by the lower third. This is Tucker Carlson tonight. Anyway, Tucker went on with Clayton Morris over at Redacted, the good folks over there, and this is what he said about World War III and what we're facing.
I am very concerned that the people who have hated Trump for 8 years and run out of ways to destroy him, indicting him, well, first calling him a racist, spying on him with the federal intel agencies, sicking the FBI on him, trying to put him in prison, then trying to kill him at least twice, probably more, actually, but at least twice. And that those people, out of options, have decided the only way to stop Trump and the disclosure that a Trump administration will bring, once again, disclosure is what they fear, having their crimes revealed, that the only way to stop Trump is with a world war. And so I've been pretty fixated on that for months, probably more than a year. I've just thought a lot about it, and I know a lot of the people involved, and they're very, very, very focused on war. Permanent Washington doesn't care about domestic policy, in case your viewers, I'm sure, know this, but just want to restate it. They don't care about domestic policy. They don't care about fixing the country, closing the borders, ending the drug crisis, getting the cartels out of, you know, the entire Southwest. They don't care about that. What they care about is exercising power abroad, killing people because it makes them feel like God and making money. And that's where the money is, trillions of dollars. So they care about foreign policy. And I have been concerned and remain concerned that that group of people, which is basically everyone in D.C. in both parties, wants Trump to take the country to war, either against Russia or, far more likely, Iran. And I think what people outside, I don't know how to the degree to which this is understood, but I just will say it. A war with Iran is a world war. This is not 2002. Iran is now part of a coalition that includes the biggest economies in the world and the largest militaries in the world. So a war with Iran means a war in effect, or, you know, by proxy, but still a war with Russia, China, Turkey, and a lot of the rest of the world. So that's a world war. It's not just as simple as we're going to take out their nuclear facilities. Okay. How are you going to do that? And how are you going to, how are you going to ensure that that doesn't destroy the United States in the process? And of course, they don't care whether it destroys the United States. That's the actual answer. They don't care. And if they cared, they would pause and think about it. But anyway, I don't want to be bitter about it. But to me, it's really simple. Anybody who would even consider having a war with Russia or Iran should not be in any position of power at all in this administration or any other administration. It's super simple. And I think especially Ukraine is so obvious. Now, there is some debate on Iran, and I'm not endorsing Iran. I'm not a Shiite. But there's really no debate at this point about the debacle that has been Ukraine. Ukraine's not going to win. It's just completely destroyed Ukraine. It hasn't crushed Russia. It's really hurt the United States. So anyone who can't say that out loud should not have a job in the federal bureaucracy. So that's my litmus test. It's not about people or personality. Right. Of course, I know them all, as I know you do too, and I like a lot of them. I even like some of the guys I disagree with.
And it's about, like, hey, it's about doubling down on a failed foreign policy. And it's not fail. It fails us. It fails other people. You know, it fails people. Sometimes it fails Middle Eastern wedding parties when they get drone struck, you know, just get obliterated. But it's not a fail. It's doing exactly what it's designed to do to the people who are in charge. It's designed to enrich themselves. It's designed to bring death and mayhem. And that's what it's about. It's about power. It's about control. And the neocon foreign policy is very successful. Look how successful it is at propping up and keeping those in power who continue to, you know, continue to start wars. And, you know, it's all fueled by the blood of American soldiers. And the idea that you want to stop that is anathema to Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitch McConnell, and others, John Thune. The idea that Donald Trump would broker peace between Russia and Ukraine is, they don't want that. And neither do the Democrats. Many of the Democrats. They're now the pro-war party. But on this note about the deep state sabotaging Trump, Insurrection Barbie. So after Trump won the popular vote, the Electoral College, all seven swing states, majorities in both chambers of Congress, and most importantly, minority support, the most minority support in decades, he picked Thune to be majority leader. Mitch McConnell is now the head of the Rules Committee. Let's see. Well, Trump didn't pick Thune. The Senate did. The corrupt Senate did. Lisa Murkowski, head of appropriations. Actually, I think that's Susan Collins. Anyway, what's the difference? So Elon Musk, the reason I pulled this clip is because Musk is now saying, look, whoever thwarts the will of the people will lose either their primary or the midterm election itself. The people have made their will crystal clear. Well, I mean, it helps to have the richest guy on the planet funding opposition candidates to make these people actually listen. Then we have this. So, I'm telling you about this other pick. Well, we're almost out of time here. Maybe we'll save this for the. So, there's I didn't see a lot of people talk about this, but a lot of the Christians that I follow on X, Russell Thurlow Vaught, has been nominated as the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Friend of the show, Jeremy Carl, says this is a great pick. We also have another guy that I respect over at New Founding, Nate Fisher, says this is also an exceptional pick. Mainly because they're saying that Russ Vaught is a Christian, so there are, and we'll dive more into that here in probably tomorrow. We'll dive into the transgender stuff. People are melting down. Donald Trump to kick transgenders out of the military. But until then, be praying for the folks in North Carolina. Remember what I said about, you know, having a happy Thanksgiving. But there are people in North Carolina that are suffering, and also remember to be vocal. You see something, say something. Don't be one of these people. Oh, we got to wait 100 days before we can be critical. No, we need to be critical now. Now is where the real work starts. And again, it is a positive thing. I'm convinced more than ever, we need more Christians overt Christians in positions of power in government. That's all the time that we have for this edition of the Millstone Report. I will see you back here on Tuesday, wishing you a pre-happy Thanksgiving. God bless everybody out there watching.
The very foundation of the Christian faith is based